Okay, good morning. We're going to make a brief but hopefully interesting new session. I'll start with a very brief update on what LAC-TLD has been accomplishing in the past months. And then Jian Xiang from APTLD will provide a short presentation as well. Vika will also has some updates regarding some workshops that have been organized and that will be organized in Africa. And then we'll have what we hope is an interesting survey that we have conducted, and Patrick Miles from Center will be presenting it. Basically, one of the most important news that we have as from LAC-TLD is that we are now, 48 hours ago, we have an English website on, so it's bilingual, and we expect to, it's not a CMS yet, it'll be a proper CMS for LAC-TLD members in a couple of weeks' time, by the end of March. So we hope that by this measure we can become more integrated with the global world in general and the Caribbean as well. So the website will maintain its functionalities for the members only section and data for members. And as I said before, CMS, it's not a CMS now, it's a static website, but it's, we are proud to have it ready in just in 8 weeks work for ICANN. So the other news that we have is that we have a defined schedule of our workshops this year, and as you might see, the venues and the topics, well, at least the titles, and probably the most interesting fact about this is that we will have our legal workshop with a new trend of topics regarding administration and management in CCTLDs, which is a growing concern of our CCTLDs in the region. So we will start exploring that in our Aruba workshop in November. Thank you very much for your attention.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jian from APTLD. So what's happening in our region? First, you could see we are going to have this new looking. We just have our new logo passed by last AGM. So with Asia Pacific in Arabic style with a Tai Chi background. It's too bad it couldn't show up on this screen. That's the first thing. And second one, we're also going to have our new website launched very soon, probably in the middle of this year. We're going to have more information online, and also we're going to have a data bank to be shared among members and their members session. And thanks Center to allow us to share the same framework on our website. Also, we had our last members meeting 2 weeks ago in New Delhi. Once again, IDN was still a hot topic in our region. There are some updates on the policy development, like a universal acceptance of IDN, like this week we've been talking about in the CCNSO session. Also, the IDN email status has been updated during the meeting. And also, there was a new topic introduced during that members' meeting, like Keith addressed yesterday. That's a WCIT proposal. We try to bring members' awareness what's going on in ITU and how it could be possibly affect CCTLD managers. And how we did have a discussion how CCTLDs should work with their government and the local community on domain name management regulation, etc. So it's a very, I think it's very useful discussion. Last and the most important, our next meeting is going to be in Moscow. Peter is already mad enough to me, you know, because we're going to have a meeting in his territory. So that's going to be the week before ICANN Prague. So that's going to be the Thursday and Friday before ICANN meeting. So do stop by Moscow on your way to ICANN Prague. So see you in Moscow next time. Thank you, Karen.
Now it's Vika's turn.
Thank you. I want to make a presentation. It's just an update on AFTLD and its activities going forward. We recently held an AROC, Advanced Register Operations course, in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, in mid-January. It was attended, I think, by at least 12 CCTLDs from the Francophone region of Africa. The second development is we're working on registration of AFTLD in Kenya. So that's pretty much going okay. It's about to be finalized. Our secretariat and our operations now are based there in Nairobi, housed by the Kenya CCTLD. And then we have an AGM that is set for the last week of April in Livingstone, Zambia, at the Victoria Falls. So if that could be a part of the earth that excites you, you are welcome to come and attend. We'll release a program in the following week. And then in closing, we have a DNSSEC workshop, the first that we'll have in our region, which will take place in Khartoum, Sudan, the Sudan before the South Sudan. And this is set to take place, I think, in November alongside AFRINIC 2 that will take place there. That will be all. Thanks.
Thank you, Vika. Any questions up to now? I'm sorry I didn't put forward the mic. Okay. We're now having the presentation by Patrick Miles from Center. But we're having technical problems. It doesn't come up on the screen. And there's many charts in this one, so.
Have we tried turning it off and turning it on again?
Yes.
Gabby, in the interlude, do you want to...
Power
cycle. Oh, full power cycle. Okay. I didn't do technical support. I can just do turn it off and start again. In the interlude, I wonder if you want an update on the gala tickets at some stage. No?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what I know about the gala, which is not that much. But first of all, I know several people had problems to get the gala ticket. And they have been told that I have them and I don't, so just so you know. If you have problems, please speak to Karen or Marie Antoinette. They know about this special problem, and they should help you sort that out. I do not have your gala tickets. The second thing I know is that buses are leaving, but only from this hotel at 5 o'clock, and from no other hotel, only this hotel. And you will both need to have your ICANN badge and the invitation and the special badge that you get for the gala invitation. And I think that's all I know. But please speak to Karen or Marie Antoinette if someone claims that I have your tickets, because I don't.
And for people who don't know those, I think there was some rumor that they were going to be located by the newcomers' lounge.
Well, it's when you walk into the building where the newcomers' lounge is, but it's you walk into that building where the lunch is going to be served, and it's on your right side. It's not actually the newcomer lounge, but it's that area. So it's the just at the entrance on your right.
Christina, given we all have laptops open, can you put it up on the website? Can you put it up on the Adobe room, given that we all seem to have laptops here? Okay, so for those of you that aren't also participating remotely, there is, if you go to the CCS website to the agenda for this meeting, you'll find a link to participate remotely. You can join as a guest in the Adobe room, and you can actually see the presentations.
Okay. How do you make it go big?
Yeah.
Okay. So we made it after some small technical problem. It seems to work now. So good morning. My name is Patrick Miles, and I'm working at the Centre Secretariat. So rather than give a centre update, we thought we would speak about a survey that we did recently. That was a joint survey between all of our regional organisations, AFTLD, LACTLD, APTLD and Centre. So a bit of background to the survey. It was conducted between, first what happened was we had some discussions between our regional associations throughout 2010 and 2011. Where we're trying to get a greater cooperation between the regions, and one of the ways that we do this is through statistics. So in 2011, Centre did its annual statistical survey, which is a survey consisting of 40 questions relating to registry size, domain policy, registrant characteristics, registrars and various other things. So we took 6 questions out of our initial survey and we spread it around the regional associations. So we asked them to ask the same questions, or all of our members were asked the same questions. And so we had a total of 81 CCTLDs responding in some form to this survey. And like I say, it just ended in around February this year. So it was a while to put together, but we got 81 in the end. So the objectives of the survey are listed up there as to promote the cooperation, as I just mentioned, between our four regions, particularly in relating to statistics. We do have a big challenge at Centre and also the other regions to find out the statistics that are relevant. Also another problem is privacy. We face issues of privacy on how much we can share with our members, how much we can share publicly. So these are all the things that we have to take into consideration, also the relevance of the numbers that we have, because each registry, of course, the CCTLD knows how much knows the information about themselves, but they may not know too much about their peers. So we were trying to put everything together, so it's interesting, but it is a challenge to find out relevant data. So these are the people that took part in the survey as a list of CCTLDs, but we thought it would be better to show you this slide, which is the map of every country that took part in the survey. So you'll see in red is Centre and then the other regions in different colours. The first element of data that we asked, as I said, there was only six questions in the survey. It's a very broad level survey. It's a first attempt at this type of joint survey. So the first question that we asked was about domain counts, actually, so a very basic statistic. And rather than portraying that in a way that's just showing zone size, we put it against population of the country. So it gives an indication of the penetration rate of a particular CCTLD. So there you can see it's per 1,000 residents, and there's four different categories. So if there's more than 200 domains per 1,000 residents, it's in the dark purple. And I think Denmark and Netherlands and Liechtenstein, I think, are the one of the only three, and Montenegro perhaps as well. So moving along, this is just a very broad overview of some of the statistics that were gathered from this survey. So I'll just provide a couple of slides on that. The market penetration, we divided up into different categories according to population. So this allows a member to benchmark a little easier on the broader sense apart from their regions. So this is an example of one of the categories. It's market penetration according to zone sizes with a country that has up to 2 million population. So you'll see the red dots there are the market penetration rate with the axis on the right, and to the left is the zone size. So, for example, Liechtenstein is the highest penetration in that category, followed by Montenegro. The other categories that were produced from the report are 2 to 10 million population, 10 to 50 million population, and more than 50 million. So that's all available in a full report that we will give to our members and all the members of the people that took the survey. So the next metric that we thought we'd show is one about registry employees. There was one question that asked the number of employees in a registry. So again, they're very broad statistics. It's just a way of presenting some form of data where these members can get benchmark themselves a little. It's also a way to point out any abnormalities in data where a registry might fit in and see how their peers are looking compared to them. So the little dots are the number of registry employees, so the number of people who are dealing only with registry operations, because sometimes these organisations are, of course, broader in their sense and they take care of other aspects of a business. And there's a red line in the middle showing an average median value, and all the domain counts are there as well. So, again, countries can benchmark a little easier. This metric was also done for several other categories, up to 10,000 domains, 100,000 to a million, and so on. So, again, it's all in this full report that we give to everybody that took part of the survey. The next thing that we asked was about domain pricing. So we asked what is the average price of the wholesale price, excluding VAT, for a registrar. Now, this varied, of course, quite a bit due to currency across the regions. So we've converted it all to euros. And I will mention that we had different sample rates for each of the areas. So, for example, Centre had a X number of CCTLDs responding, APTLD had X number of CCTLDs responding. So the sample is an indication only. It's not a, it's not to say it's a definite figure of this is the average price, a wholesale price of a domain, but it's an indication anyway. And I'll go into further about what the future is of measuring these type of statistics. That's actually all for the stats, so I'll just briefly mention on the future steps that we hope. This is the first time that we have tried a survey of this nature, combining the regions together. So it's a first attempt. It's quite encouraging. We got 81 CCTLDs involved. Many of them are not used to sharing their data across other regions, so we hope it's an encouragement to all the CCTLDs that see this presentation, and also who may see the reports as well, that they will take part in future presentations, so in future surveys. So what are we're going to do? We're going to evaluate the feedback on this initial survey of all the people that took part. We'll evaluate it and see where to go from there, and see what more we can do. So other ideas are always welcome about statistics that we can gather. And also things like economic factors are, of course, important. So we try to integrate the economic factors of a country integrated into the statistics that we gather. Yeah, so that's basically it. We found it a good grounding. It took us over a couple of months to sort of do the survey and gather the results together and form some sort of analysis. Now it'll go to all the members. They'll see the results, and hopefully we can move forward in more cooperation between the CCTLDs. So thanks very much for listening. If you have any questions, we might have a bit of time.
Schindler from Australia. G'day. Just a quick question about, I know you touched on it, but can you elaborate a little bit on the intentions? Like, this data that's been collected is obviously a baseline. It's the first time it's been done. It'll be meaningful as the process goes on. The second time you do it, you'll see where the prices go down, DNSSEC penetration's going up, et cetera, et cetera. But can you elaborate on the plans of, you know, where to from here? I know you're looking for input, but has Centre got any preliminary ideas about, after this is distributed, what the next step might be to build upon it?
Sure, thanks for the question. As I said, it is, like you say, it's a preliminary, it's a first attempt at this sort of data collection. Where it comes from, I would say, from my point of view, in Centre we have a very healthy surveys culture. We have about two or three surveys running every month. Now, we find this is a very valuable thing for all our members. They all actually are the ones that initiate the surveys themselves. So it's very, very wide-ranging type of topics. The thought is behind this survey is along those lines, to share data, but on a broader sense. So, okay, we're all in four different regions, but there are some similarities. We're all CCTLD, so we can gather statistics that will become meaningful, hopefully, allowing these CCTLDs to benchmark. And where it might also become interesting is when new GTLDs come in, we might be able to see some sort of trends as well. And developments in that area. But as I say, the economic factors are very important as well. So a lot of countries are developing. We're trying to take this into account. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll start thinking about another survey, for example, and we'll hopefully have even more data to play with. So these sort of factors are, yeah. Thanks.
No more questions. Well, Peter?
Thank you. Peter van Rossum from Centre. not as much a question as also a follow-up on Paul's question. A very basic reason as well to do it is that, and I don't know if I'm the only one in this room, but I get somewhat frustrated by having to rely on the VeriSign domain report at the ICANN meetings to tell us how CCTLDs are doing. I'm absolutely convinced that we can do a better job than the methodology that they're relying on. And so this is a first step. And obviously, we need to move on from those 81 to, say, 150. But I hope that the value that comes out of this will basically trigger other CCTLDs and will be sufficient incentive for other CCTLDs to join that effort and talk to their regional organizations.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. Closing this.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Very interesting, and I'm interested in that research as well. Great, great initiative. Okay, we're going to move to lunch now. So firstly, some words from your lunch sponsor, which is easy because it's Nominet.
Thanks.
This week, .uk will pass the 10 million domain names mark. So we're absolutely thrilled to do that, and we thought we'd like to celebrate with you. We've not quite got there yet, so we will tell you when it's announced officially. And if I keep looking at my phone or my laptop, that will be why. But obviously very pleased to offer to sponsor lunch to celebrate. Lunch, I'm afraid, though, is in the South Lobby, which is our daily exercise back through the conference centre. You need to go past the registration desk and the trade stands, past La Paz, and then it's at the kind of lobby area there. Tickets will be issued at the door by the wonderful Christina on a first-come, first-served basis. And please can I encourage you to come back here at 2 o'clock prompt for our famous panel discussion. And the room will not be locked, so please can you take your valuables with you. Thank you.